Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Jews around the world will live in a thatched hut for a seven-day period. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to explain the headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Actually, you begin preparing for Tabernacles right away, do you not?
Just before Yom Kippur, my oldest son came to help me put up the sukkah, the booth or the tabernacle in which we eat our meals over the upcoming holiday. So that was ready. As is written in the Bible, we take four elements of agriculture, the palm frond, the myrtle, we call it the citron fruit, the etrog, and the leaves that are willow leaves from the riverbank. So we're already set for the upcoming holiday in which we will use those four species in a short part of the service, as is written in the Bible, of what was done in the temple. As I've said many times on your program, and you have also reminded me, all of Jewish worship in the Orthodox community reflects what was done at some form or other, what was done in the temple.
You then will start using that sukkah or that tabernacle, that thatched hut there at your home, to have your meals in, spend time with your friends, talk to your business partners, whatever may be going on, your children, grandchildren come and play there. That's a wonderful time of sweet fellowship, isn't it?
Well, yes. Basically, we are instructed to move out of the house into the sukkah, which is a reflection of our belief that God will protect us and take care of us. And sort of it's a reflection on, again, a trust in the divine providence in God that we envelop ourselves in this remembrance of what was many, many years ago in the desert and at First and Second Temple period.
Winky Medad explaining why Jews will live in a thatched hut for 7 days. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Winky Medad is an Orthodox Jew living in a very historic biblical site in Shiloh, the center part of the Jewish state of Israel. The Feast of Tabernacles looks forward and backward at the same time. It looks back to the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness by the Jewish people who would live in a thatched hut during that 40 years. It was called a sukkah in Hebrew or a tabernacle in English. Remember Matthew chapter 17? Peter asked the Lord, should he put up three tabernacles, one for Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah? Jesus had told Peter that he would not die before he saw Jesus in his kingdom. And in that kingdom, it's a look into the future, which is what the Feast of Tabernacles is all about, as foretold in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verses 39 to 44. By the way, that feast will be celebrated forever. That's Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 16. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...